Jesus, there is something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. They'll all fade away. There's just something about that name. They will all fade away, but there's something. And lift up your two hands. They will all fade away. There is something about that name. And you are beautiful beyond description, so marvelous for words, so wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen. Or her, who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? And you are beautiful beyond description. Majesty and throne above, I stand in awe of you. I stand
in awe of you. I stand
in awe. Holy God, Holy God.
I stand
All praise is due. I stand in awe. Can we be upstanding with hands lifted as we stand in awe of Him? Holy God, you are praising you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, you are praising you. I stand in awe of you. Holy I stand in awe of you. Lift your hands high. Just worship Him in the Spirit. It high. I see the touch of Jesus. I see His touch. I see His healing. I see His flow of love. I see His deliverance. I see His liberation. Lift your hands high. Oh, your hands high. I count up to five. You place your hand on your head and scream, touch. The touch can come to liberate you. Touch can come to heal you. Touch can come to give you direction, give you an encounter, a change of story. It's happening right now. It's your hands, Father, let it be. Receive His touch. The count of five. One, two, three, four. Lift your hands high. Again. One, two, three, four, and five. Touch. Receive the touch. Precious name. Something happened just now. And Father, thank you for your touch. Be glorified. In Jesus' name. Please be seated. Somebody's back has just been healed. Holy God, to whom all praise is due. Is turned in awe of you. Holy God.
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. And there shall come forth out of the stem of Jesse. There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom. We'll stop there. Just speaking very, very quickly on the subject, the Spirit of wisdom. Our objective is to understand the Spirit of wisdom and to understand access to divine wisdom. Wisdom is a capital requirement for the journey of life. He said, wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18, 4, 7. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Wisdom is so critical that both the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are practically identified with wisdom. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17, speaking of the Father, says, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God. Speaking about the Son, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, the Bible said, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Christ is made unto us as wisdom. So Christ didn't just have, Jesus didn't just have wisdom. He is wisdom. And then the Spirit of God is the Spirit of wisdom. We read already in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and that Spirit of the Lord is the Spirit of wisdom. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. He said, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of wisdom. Beyond that, we see notable people in Scripture manifested and operated wisdom. First, in this service, Joshua. The Bible said in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 9, that Joshua was full of the Spirit of wisdom, because Moses had laid his hands upon him. He was full of the Spirit of wisdom. Why? Moses had laid his hands upon him. We see Daniel. In Daniel chapter 5, verse 11. Daniel 5, 11. He said, there is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the Spirit of the Holy God. And in the days of your father, there was light and understanding and wisdom. Like the wisdom of the gods, it was found in him. God the Father walked in wisdom. The Son walked in wisdom. The Spirit walked in wisdom. The Son is wisdom. The Spirit is the Spirit of wisdom. Joshua flowed in wisdom. Daniel flowed in wisdom. It means wisdom is mightily critical for the journey of life. The question is, what is wisdom? What is the wisdom of God? We saw four things in the first service. That the wisdom is supernatural access to answers and solutions. Gives you answers and solutions to the issues of life. That wisdom is access to an application of revelational light. When God opens your eyes to see what you haven't seen in Scripture, you access wisdom. That wisdom, thirdly, is access to supernatural creativity and workmanship. Wisdom makes you creative. And then we saw that wisdom is access to profitable action steps. You know what to do. You do the right things by the wisdom of God. Now, we're going to look at another four in this service. First, or number five now, wisdom, the wisdom of God, is supernatural access to divine mysteries and hidden secrets. Supernatural access to divine mysteries and hidden secrets. The wisdom of God unveils mysteries and exposes secrets. In Job chapter 15 and in verse 8, he said, "Hast thou heard the secret of God? And dost thou restrain wisdom to thyself?" So the secret of God equals wisdom. The secret of God equals wisdom. Daniel chapter 2 verse 19 all the way to verse 22. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream and he forgot the dream. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever. For wisdom and might are his." That is, I was able to see this secret because of wisdom. And he changed the times and the seasons. He removed kings and set up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Wow. In Daniel chapter 2 and in verse 30, again he repeats that. Or rather, he said, "But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall be made known the interpretation to the king, and that you might know the thoughts of thy heart." Wisdom gives you access to the secrets of God. And the secrets of God are the secrets of success in life. Job said, "As I was in the days of my youth, when the secrets of God was upon my tabernacle." Job chapter 29 from verse 4-5. "When the secrets of God was upon my tabernacle." And that was responsible for the success of Job. So the wisdom we are talking about gives you access to the secrets of God, and the secrets of God gives you access to success in life. Wisdom also gives you access to hidden mysteries. Things that are mysteries around your life you don't understand. God unveils the mysteries, wickedness mysteries. And listen, when you have access to mysteries, you terminate your miseries. When you have access to mysteries, you terminate the miseries. When you have access to mysteries, you step into mastery.
I prophesy today that the wisdom of God is coming upon somebody, and the secrets you need for your next level of success shall be revealed to you in the name of Jesus. And every mystery around your life shall be unveiled. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen.
Next, what is wisdom? The wisdom of God is supernatural access to divine direction and guidance.
Supernatural access to divine direction
and guidance. Wisdom is knowing the way to go in life. Knowing the way to go in life. It is knowing what to do per time to get the results required.
Knowing what to do per time
to get results required. In John chapter 6 verse 6, in the face of 5,000 men, beside women and children, this is said to prove it, for he himself knew what he would do for the multitudes to be fed. Proverbs chapter 23 and in verse 19, speaking about wisdom, he says, hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide your heart in the way. Wisdom, you hear something, you become wise, and that wisdom causes you to guide your way. You guide your way. When the wisdom of God is with you, you don't put your money in the wrong business. Now, if you did it once, maybe it's a mistake. Twice, maybe it's another mistake. But three times, four times, five times, wisdom is lacking. Stupidity is abundant. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I had a schoolmate in the university in those days who approached almost 12 ladies for marriage. Can I marry you? No. In fact, one approached so many until all of them gathered him together one day and said, okay, choose one. There are people who have ended with the wrong business associates, wrong marriage life partners, wrong steps for the shortage of wisdom. For the unwise, every door is a door. For the wise, not every door is a door. For the unwise, every opening is a breakthrough. I say unwise, I didn't say fool, so that nobody say it's an insult. For the unwise, every opening is a breakthrough. I have opening to Dubai. Not knowing that they are trying to send him or her there for prostitution or slavery or something. I have opening to America. For the unwise, every opening is a breakthrough. But for the wise, some openings are traps. And it takes the wisdom of God to understand what is a breakthrough and what will break your life down. Guidance. And when you know the road, you take the lead. That is why we need guidance. Direction brings acceleration. You move faster if you know the road to go. This month in which wisdom is emphasized, every wrong move you have ever made that has ruined your life, God will give you the correct direction in the name of Jesus. Everybody who is at a junction of decision now, the correct direction is coming your way. Say a louder amen. The wisdom of God is what delivers people from disastrous steps. Disastrous steps. Disastrous moves. That is number two or number six overall. The next is With the wisdom of God is superior mentality and supernatural sensibility. Superior mentality, supernatural sensibility. You are supernaturally sensible. And you have superior mentality. What I heard God's servant Bishop Oyedepo calls high frequency understanding. Easy comprehension. It does not take you time to comprehend. It can almost move you to the realm of photographic mentality. Where your mind is like a camera. Just snap it and it's there, permanent. You can recall it in 20 years. He said, the wisdom, the Spirit of the Lord shall make him of quick understanding. He's not dull, he's quick. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 3 and 4. He shall make him of quick understanding. He shall make him of quick understanding. He's not slow to understand. He's not a dullard. He's quick to understand. Of quick understanding. The wisdom of God is what makes a person many times higher than their contemporaries. Many, many times. It was in Daniel chapter 1, verse 19 to 20. In all matters, and the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and the astrologers that were in all his realms. That is 10 times above his contemporaries. The wisdom of God places people in a class of their own. One day, Bishop Papa Yedepo was preaching, and he had quoted over 100 passages thereabout without looking at the scripture. And a judge sitting in the congregation there said, what kind of brain do you have? It's photographic. In my university days, I said to, in our yearbook, I said, for me, it was like I was more like a part-time student and a full-time minister. Why? Because I went to the university more like a minister of God. That is, having a course to study so I can have a reason to be on the campus and impact the lives. And we had a deal with God. Lord, let me not fail one exam. And I will do your work to the best of my knowledge. And the deal was sealed. At least I can have up to 4 or so lecturers. 200 level physiology orals. By the time I was through with the examiner, a professor from ABU Zaria looked at me and said, would you like to specialize in this course? That is, you smash this course. And then I went into the clinicals, and then the chemical pathology called me and said, would you like to specialize in this field? You did very well here. And then another one called me over there and then used what I wrote in 500 level as a paper for postgraduate. And then, after my part 2 finals in medicine and surgery, the one who examined me in surgery practicals, he told me, he said, you were just a few marks away from distinction. He said, he was expecting me to identify a particular lymph node of a lady that had the breast cancer in that exam, and I missed just a node. He said, that you are just this small away. And then the one who examined me in internal medicine met me on the campus. Your brain is too hot, man. hot guy. Now he was with a big professor examination. Now, I'm not saying that to brag. I'm talking about somebody who was president of medical and Christian dental, International Conference of Christian Medical and Dental Students president, and traveling all the across the campuses, teaching and preaching and doing that among medical students, had very minimal time. And yet came, you read it once and then it is there. There are those who read 10 times, far more than us. But when God gives you wisdom that is from above, that is not tied to your energy, that is not tied to your physical strength, it places you in a realm that just shocks you and amazes you. That is, any subject under heaven you pick, you can understand it. So you can't say accounting is not my field, or law is not my field, or history is not my field. When my daughter was in doing law, I would be talking law to her, and she'll be wondering, where did you get to know this? I say, have you heard of this before? Have you heard of that before? She said, wow. And I'm talking from a practitioner's point of view. I've seen some measure of this. I haven't seen all of it, but I've seen some measure. I prophesy to somebody here today. There are people in this service God will give a new brain to. There are people's children that will receive a change of brain. I am prophesying to somebody's child right now. 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 I prophesy a change of brain. A change of brain. A change of brain. You believe that, shout the loudest. Amen. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Is anybody getting anything here this morning? Wisdom is superior mentality, supernatural sensibility. Places you in a class of your own. And finally, the wisdom of God imparts the ability to anticipate and prepare for the future. Wisdom has a futuristic dimension. The wisdom of God imparts the ability to anticipate and prepare for the future. Ordinary people live only with today in mind. People with the wisdom of God, they anticipate. Prepare for a future that is better than where they are. It imparts the ability for proactive living instead of reactive living. You don't wait to react to things. You are proactive. You act on things. You don't react to things. You act on things. You anticipate and act in advance. It imparts some supernatural capacity to take the initiative. Instead of waiting for things to happen on their own. So there is a futuristic dimension. What we call the gift of word of knowledge, for example, imparts you the capacity to know some things from before and some things currently. What is called the gift of word of wisdom imparts you the capacity to have some answers to certain issues around, and also to speak about what is yet to come. So there is a futuristic dimension to wisdom. That was what Joseph did. When he began to give solution to a problem that had not yet come. Genesis chapter 41, verse 34 to verse 40. When he was telling Pharaoh what to do in 14 years' time.
Pharaoh said, can we see a man with such wisdom?
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 3. He said, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. That is a wise man. He sees ahead and delivers himself. But the simple or the fool just continue to walk on mumutiously, and he is destroyed. Just continue. Just keeps going. Eyes that does not see. You know how the sheep and the flock in some part of the country move. Am I communicating? Proverbs 27 verse 12 also says that a prudent man sees what evil coming. Prudent is wise. Understanding man, someone who is sensible. He sees what is coming, hides himself. He organizes, he sees ahead. But stupid people, of the simple, they pass on and they are punished. I wrote the book titled 21 Foolish Things People Do. A lot of details. Somebody retitled it 21 Things Foolish People Do. And I say it's not foolish people I'm talking about. It's foolish things. And I want to say 21 things stupid people do. See, that's not the title. If you want to insult people, you can write your own. Hallelujah. I prophesy to somebody grace to see ahead and to act ahead. It's released upon you now. Shout the loudest amen. What is the way of wisdom? How do I get wisdom? I already said it in the first service. Ask the Lord at the place of prayer for wisdom. At the place of prayer, you ask the Lord. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask. That was what Solomon did. And God gave him wisdom. Number two, access wisdom by the help of the Spirit. Access wisdom by the help of the Spirit. The ministry and the assignment of the Holy Ghost is to help the saints with wisdom. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. It said, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of God is the spirit of power. It is the spirit of love. It is the spirit of a sound mind. Sound mind means wisdom. The spirit of a sound mind. Hallelujah. This morning, I see a wisdom impartation. Can I hear a louder amen? Amen. Do you want that impartation? Stand on your feet with a louder shout of amen. Amen. A louder shout of amen. Amen. Lift up your right hand. Say, Father, I receive wisdom. Today, lift the right hand up.
I choose the way of the Lord. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. Everybody sing, I choose the way the Lord, I choose the way. I choose the way of the Lord, for the way, for the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. Everybody sing, I choose the way of the Lord. 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 I choose the way.
Hand up. Father, let wisdom flow through this hand. Let wisdom change somebody's life. Let wisdom mark a turning point for somebody. Right now. Lift it high. Father, let the wisdom flow from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Receive his touch of wisdom now. In the name of Jesus. One. Two. Again, I'll count up to three. These hands are anointed for the spirit of wisdom's impartation. Again, one. Two. When I say three, you place a hand on yourself, scream, I receive. Again, one, two,
and three! Receive, receive, receive. Leperena mana gaga zaga zaga laga yaga zaga lala. Leperete sekina mama gaga laga. Leperete sina mama naga yaya. Hey 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 hey. Receive, 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 receive.
Receive it now.
Oh, I choose the way of the Lord.
Something is happening.
All the way of the Lord, in the way of wisdom, I'll choose the way of the Lord.
Blessed be your name. With your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Something just dropped on you. And give him a praise. Give him now. Give him a loud shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. Sit your feet in the presence of the Lord. Just quickly, because our time is gone. In the course of the first ministration, before I started preaching, there are different encounters God gives to people. If there are people here, something happened to you in that. Because you step forward and let's receive you quickly within 5 minutes. There is someone with a right-sided headache that God healed, and somebody with a left side of the chest affliction that God has healed, and also somebody with a right eye that is not seeing well or not seeing clearly. God touched the eye right now in the name that is above every name. A right ear also is open by the power of God and healed. And then the right eye, a knee on the left knee is also healed. And right now, there is deliverance from spiritual molestation. Everyone who is a victim of a spirit husband, a spirit wife, a spirit spouse, a spirit relationship, spiritual children, today that yoke is broken in the name of Jesus. 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 There is somebody who is getting free from near success syndrome. After you almost testified, then the breakthrough eludes you. I take authority over failure at the edge of breakthrough. Today is the end of that devil. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You will testify this coming Sunday that what you were expecting came to pass.
Today is the end of failure.
The last time you failed in that course, the last time you failed that exam you have been writing, is the last forever.
I call it done. Give the Lord the praise. Take yourself.
While you are doing your own, yes, go ahead fast.
Talked about the hand, and now the hand is healed. So he has not been able to leave this hand up for almost a year. Yes, sir.
Wait. Congratulations. Lift your hands. Jesus' name.
Yes. Sir, our brother said that he came all the way from Akwa Ibom because of this affliction. That the spirit of death, he sees the demon following him about anywhere he goes. He said right now he saw that short black demon left him.
Short black devil.
Now,
hey! Are you just looking like that? Stand up on your feet and place your hand on yourself and say after me, every stranger in my life, you are living now. On your mask, get set, shout go. Get out of that body and return back no more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. Come and see the Lord is good. Come and see the Lord is good. There is nothing he cannot do. Come and see the Lord.
Everybody come and see.
Come and see the Lord.
Everybody, body.
Come and see the Lord.
There is nothing.
Come and see the Lord.
Everybody, body.
Come and see the Lord is good.
Everybody, come and see.
Come and see the Lord is good.
There is nothing.
There is nothing he cannot do. Come and see the Lord is good.
He gave me victory. He gave me peace of mind. There is nothing he cannot do.
Come and see the Lord is good.
Everybody, come and see.
Come and see the Lord is good.
Everybody, come and see.
Come and see the Lord is good.
There is nothing.
There is nothing he cannot do. Come and see the Lord is good.
Oluwa kise.
Edu my restore me dayo.
Oluwa rimi.
Eru jeje ale wile che.
Oluwa kise.
Edu my restore me dayo.
Oluwa rimi.
Eru jeje ale wile che.
Somebody give the Lord a big clap of hands. Did I mention that somebody's spine was healed? And did I also mention that God is delivering somebody from the spirit of insanity right now? Father, we give you the praise. Yes, what happened?
Sister Ijeoma, 5 months ago, was attacked with spirit of paralysis. To the extent I couldn't use the right hand anymore. But as the word went forth.
How many years ago?
5 months.
Five months, got paralyzed.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
now the hand is free.
Yes, sir. You can do those things before.
If you see the hand, you can see that it was paralyzed before. Drop it. Up.
Do the two together.
We praise your name, O Lord. We give you all the praise, O God. Yeah. We praise your name, O Lord. Give you all the praise, Yahweh. Yeah. Oh, we praise your name, O Lord. Give you all the praise, O God. Yeah. Everybody say, O Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. What happened?
Last year, our brother was injected in the dream. And that injection in the dream led to a pain on the left chest. He could not sit for long, came into this service while the administration was on, pain on the chest, gone.
Injected in the dream. Somebody say, owner of evil, Lord, carry your load. Owner of evil, carry.
Owner of evil, carry your load. Owner of evil, I said
from hell returns back to hell in Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat.
Yes,
sir. This our brother is the chief of Gwarimpa.
Yes, I've seen him before.
He said for 20 years something has moved around his head, and you mentioned just now the issue of insanity. He said as you spoke the thing just jumped out.
Wow.
And had affected one of his legs. And he also saw a mighty change immediately.
A mighty chain broke.
Yes, immediately.
This is a traditional ruler in FCT. Galadima Ingwarimpa. He's the chief there. And the chief has come and is healed. Congratulations. I'm happy for you. And I declare that your healing is permanent in Jesus' name. And go and let your community know that God is a miracle-working God. Give the Lord a big clap for the chief from Gwarimpa. God bless you, sir. Your healing is permanent. And arrows of attack sent your way is returned back to hell. In Jesus' name. Yes.
Sir, our sister, you spoke about spirit wife, spirit husband. And she saw the spirit husband left her now, as we say the word. The spirit husband left her. She looked at the thing. The thing was waving her bye-bye. And
why not? Allah.
Every stranger in your life, every stranger in your life, every strange spirit around you, leave now. They leave you alone forever. They leave you alone forever, never to return back again forever. Shout the loudest amen. Say after me, say, every stranger in my life, you are leaving now.
In Jesus' name. Yes.
Our sister came all the way from Kaduna. She says, sister, bless you. She said an invisible hand knocked her on the head. And since 5 days ago, she's been experiencing a screeching headache here, and the whole of this side, as if it's going to paralyze. But with that declaration, the pain took off, the traces of paralysis took off, the waist and loyal pain disappeared.
Lift your hands, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' precious name, it's over. Okay. Father, thank you for everyone here today. Thank you for all the testimonies we have heard and received. I declare them permanent in Jesus' name. Stand on your feet, somebody, and pray one prayer. That everything God has in mind for you today be established, and everything the devil has in mind for you today be frustrated. Those of you in the front, many testimonies we can't take all now. Just open your mouth and say, Father, everything you have in mind for me today, I ask that it be established. Everything that the enemy has in store for me, be frustrated today in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name. What was wrong with him?
One and one was still pregnant, still adding in the womb. She was being attacked. And
he was attacked from the womb. So what is wrong with him?
Yes, before he could talk, it took him years. Before he could walk as a child, it took him years. Over 10, 15 years.
So what is the situation now?
He's still being held captive. He's always restless, acting somewhere sometimes. I saw him being released. Why
you saw him being released. So he's released. Say after me, say, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Say, thank you. We don't have time. We don't have time. Thank you.
Say, thank you, Jesus.
Father, thank you because he is free. In Jesus' name. Lift your hands, people. I don't waste time with any devil. If you want to talk, talk. If you don't want to talk, be on your way. Lift your hands. Don't waste time. They'll be fighting and struggling. Lift your hands. Say after me, Father, I receive my release, my total release, and my liberty. Today, I receive it now. I declare your release. I declare your freedom. I declare your liberty. Thank you, Master. And thank your Master in Jesus' name. Stretch your two hands. Supernatural supplies from the north, the south, the east, and the west. They are released for you. The wisdom of God shall give to you this month all that is yours in Jesus' name. Take your seat 1 minute. While others are packaging their offerings, you are here today. You need to surrender your life to Jesus. Stand up quickly and come forward. You want to be born again. You want today to mark a new day for you. Carry your Bibles and carry your bags and come here. I'll give you the count of 7 to be born again. 1,
unto Jesus.
Quickly, don't be the last to come out. Be the first.
Unto Him.
Two. Bound by a chain of addiction, a lifestyle you don't like, and you want that chain broken, smoking, drinking, masturbation, all manner of lifestyle that you don't like, and you want the yoke broken, also rush forward here and let's pray for you. I give you the count of five in that one. Stand on your chest, all of you in the front, and say after me, Lord Jesus. Those coming will wait for you. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Help me, Lord, to live for you, to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life. The grace to live for God is released upon you. Help from above is your portion. In Jesus' precious name.